A weak solidarity Bricky team listener when the Greens exposed their total divorce from reality by promising a huge, great big new tax. Great big new tax, as former big supremo Tiny A Bit More for the Bosses would have warned, on massive profits and mining windfalls if they held the balance of power and supported a Socialist Party government. A flirtation with insanity, thankfully nipped in the bud by Socialist Party supremo and would-be big supremo Anthony Albanese, who dismissed the brain fade as madness and said no, his policy was not to tax the filthiest rich of the filthy rich, but to slash the taxes they don't pay now. On that, Anthony boasted, the Socialist Party is in lockstep with the government. Clearly, the Greens exposed they have no idea of how the greatest little economic order of them all works, how the delicate flower that is the economy works. But we don't need to say that. It was said for us in a brilliant rebuttal of the madness by no less an expert than our old mate Innes Will Cost, the workers of the Trublowazzy Industry Profits Group, who within a few hours published a brilliantly logical argument as a feature piece in, you guessed it, the Trublowazzy Capitalist Review. A fundamentally flawed and ill-informed policy that seeks only to soak the rich. Oh dear, how flawed and ill-informed can you get? There is, of course, Innes of course, a populist appeal in calling for more taxes on billionaires and super profits. That's an old song that has been played many times. But if that is the target, surely it would be honest to first acknowledge the starting point. Well, ignoring the split infinitive, there's no doubt that is the target, and far be it for us to disagree with Innes on anything, but in this case, Innes, I think that is their starting point. But his balanced thinking did say the Greens deserve some credit for drawing attention to our Byzantine and outdated public finances and tax system, Innes then turning the argument, surprise, surprise, into the need for further reducing taxes on billionaires and super profits, making the Greens' fallacious argument even more fallacious. Tax them less, not more. This would be an enormous benefit to all of us. Trickle down, I know, a trickle down and all that. And taxing billionaires and super profits even less would have the full support of the Socialist Party. Well, Innes didn't say that, but we can be sure Anthony would. But Anthony also showed he can disagree on important issues. Like when his predecessor, Little Billy Shorten Ambition, reckoned Big Supremo Scuttlebem Morlash Son, a.k.a. Scummo, practised a double standard in flying home to Sydney for Father's Day when so many families were in lockdown, and Anthony got stuck into Little Billy and said he totally supported Scuttlebem. My, can't we look forward to some gripping debates when the election finally comes around? Thank you, Big Supremo. Mr. Albanese, it's your turn. You have 10 minutes. I don't need that long. I agree with everything he said. Back to our starting point. Why do the great practitioners of the greatest little economic order campaign relentlessly for cut after cut after cut in corporate taxes when it's purely academic? They don't pay them in the first place. Although we can understand them opposing the Greens' idiotic proposal because they'd have to spend a bit of their not-so-hard-earned on their tax lawyers and accountants to avoid the new impost, while, of course, meeting our legal tax obligations, forced to repeat the frenetic street meetings and campaigning the last time a socialist government tried to introduce a super filthiest rich resources profits tax, which saw Gina et al. Ensuring us it would be the end of society as we know it. And thankfully, there's not the slightest risk of Anthony making the same mistake as his predecessor. So the poor dears are as safe as their excessive profits. Although Anthony must have lost control of his health spokesperson, Mark Notta Battler, who came up with a Freedom of Information document he claimed showed Scummo and health-for-profit minister Greg Haunt the Sick were offered vaccines but did nothing about it. The big pharma company saying it could provide millions of vaccine doses by the end of 2020. And that's where Anthony's out-of-control man came unstuck. As Greg explained, when they told Trubula Wazzy they could provide millions, they didn't mean they could provide millions. They meant for the whole world, not Trubula Wazzy. Greg and Scuttle them able to decipher that interpretation from the obviously coded, we could provide millions of vaccine doses by the end of 2020. Oh, sure, Greg, of course, we should have all known that. Thus, he put the socialists right back in their place. Well, that Mark not a battler is a loose cannon. He was only transferred to the health shadow bit because, as climate change spokesperson, he ridiculously and dangerously thought his job was to do something about climate change, if there is such a thing. Anthony can't risk spokespeople who will upset the government. Mentioned last week that our minister be going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Maurice Payne, in there, and minister for being offensive and trained killing Constable Peter Duffer, are off to the US of the UN of the US of the world to pay homage at the court of big supremo Joe Biden with capital, who will tell us an evil Chinese company holding the lease over the port of Darwin is a security risk to the whole region. Not that Pete needs convincing. He agrees and wants to tear up the lease because he also wants more US armed Marines. Send in the Marines stationed in Darwin because they're not a security risk. And just before departing on the pilgrimage, Pete addressed the US armed Chamber of Commerce in Trubula Wazzy. The mind boggles at the impression that would have given them. But Pete urged the US OB to share intellectual property for missiles so we can keep evil China at arm's length. By my calculation, evil China is quite a few arm's lengths from Trubula Wazzy, but Pete wants arms to keep the arms at arm's length. Intellectual property, Pete.
Yes.
By the way, Pete, have you considered the legal implications and costs of tearing up the port lease? Oh, he's obviously thought that one through. No doubt one of Pete's iconic heroes would be, well, as we go back to the future after 20 years invading Afghanistan, or correction, bringing the great benefits of Western civilization to Afghanistan, we might think the little warmongering, bald-headed bloke who was big supremo back in those dark ages could at least have the decency to retreat into lockdown and save us the wisdom of his ignorance. But no, he popped up again this week after a UN of the US of the UN of the world climate official, Selwyn Hart, said industrialized nations, including Trubula Wazzy, must stop using coal by 2030, arousing the little bald-headed bloke's angry defense on behalf of all of us. It never ceases to amaze me that people want to destroy one of the most valuable export industries that this country has. It really does, which also has the benefits of helping lift the living standards of still quite undeveloped countries. It really does. Well, yes, and some of them need to be lifted, but sadly can't be lifted as they sink into the briny. And he repeated that renewables can only survive with massive government subsidies they don't deserve. Where has he been since the country, including his own seat, threw him out? Still good to see his party and its coalition partner, the Hayseed and Sheepshed lot, aided by the giant mind of Barnacle, still wallowing back in the dark ages with him. Like Scummo, we've just been advised the profits from exporting pollution trumps saving the planet, and Scummo and his Her Most Gracious Majesty's home country counterpart, Boris, agreed profits from trade also trump the end of the planet. Scummo convincing Boris ignoring climate change, if there is such a thing, was the right thing to do. Emphasis, of course, on right, which should bolster Boris's credibility as he prepares to host a talk fest aimed at the end of the planet. By the by, this is true. When I typed agreed profits from trade, I found I'd missed the A and it read greed. Was that a Freudian or was that a Freudian? Those parties certainly seem to be a magnet for great thinkers, bringing us to this week's definition of desperation and back to the future. The fact that the state-caring business class party reverted to the bloke who got thrashed in the last election, that lobster with a mobster bloke, indicates their depth of talent, as Matthew, he's the lobster with bloke, looked at the camera and told us very sincerely, "I want all Victorians to know I'm on your side," which is the most depressing news I've heard for a long time. Unless Matthew, of course, has seen the light and is intent on destroying capitalism, the greatest little economic order, and I've got this feeling that he hasn't and isn't. He did say he wants to put a dedicated mental health expert in every school. Wonder how many mental health experts are not dedicated. Anyway, I'm sure after the next election we'll be demanding a mental health expert in every household that voted for him. The Institute of Public, very, very private affairs is obviously our national expert on human rights, obviously. Remember the aforementioned tiny a bit more for the bosses appointed Tim Will Get'em son from the Institute to the Human Rights Commission before Tim went into Parliament, Tim qualifying by being a harsh critic of the Commission. And now Attorney General Michaela Koch, the workers, has appointed another Institute graduate, Lorraine on Progress Finlay, as Human Rights Commissioner. Her other human rights credentials, including as a caring business class party candidate and as caring business class Women's Council president, and especially her expressed opposition to consent proposals for sexual assault and rape cases. And yet, hard as it is to believe, the Law Council and the True Blue Aussie of the Year, Grace Tame, have criticised the appointment and reckon such appointment should be through an open and participatory process. Good grief, how dangerous what that might lead to. And as Michaela pointed out, Lorraine on Progress is eminently qualified. Is she what? And it confirms Scummo's genuine concern for women. Finally, and a serious finally this week, on this 9/11, as our American friends would say, 11th of the 9th, as we would say, one of the few Americanisms taking over our language that we haven't yet adopted fulsomely, and as we are saturated with 20th anniversary coverage, let us remind ourselves of the events on this day 28 years earlier, 1973, when a CIA-orchestrated coup murdered Salvador Allende, the elected leader of Chile, installing the butcher General Augusto Pinch of Shit, leading to thousands of murders, tortures, disappearances and displacement, all supported by the US of. Indeed, our current 3CR chairperson was a young Chilean refugee in that dreadful period. Good morning.